Niggas weird, bro.
How is that weird?
like I guess, but so do you agree or disagree with the quote?
I have agreed since the beginning of the conversation. And y'all niggas have tried to talk me out of this.
We're not talking about
every at every point, bro.
I'm trying to. I don't think you understand what a friend is.
Get to the money and slide. Get to the money and slide. Free all the bros inside. Free all the bros inside. Play with the bros, you die. Huh? Yeah. Get to the money and slide. Huh? Free all the bros inside. Huh? Play with the bros, you die. Huh? Yeah. If you want smoke, come get it. You on my chain? Come get it. Taking the money, run with it. New to this shit, I done did it. Get to the money and slide. Get to the money and slide. Free all the bros inside. Free all the bros inside. Play with the bros, you die. Huh? Yeah.
Am I swinging the champion or am I going to your mic?
Your mic.
See your mic.
I'm going to Channing today. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'll never forget that.
I'm good, but.
Y'all ready, bro?
Yeah, Mr. B Plant.
Yeah, Mr. Plant was hilarious.
Mr. B Plant.
That shit was actually funny. Hey, man. Say, man. It's the Got 15 podcast coming back, man. Volume 4. Or who knows, man. And once again, before y'all tap into anything, bro, tap into the Patreon, man. Make sure y'all check in with our exclusive content. And support the show, man. That's how the show can keep going, man. Show us some love on the Patreon, man. Hella exclusive content. But besides that, we have a special guest to my left. Go ahead and shout yourself out.
Hey, y'all. Go follow me on Instagram at yk.celeste.
I'm a revise, man. Check her Instagram, man. Show her some love, man. Send some likes or something like that. And if it's one thing I know, Chan, man. One. Got this. Oh, what is it now?
I'm definitely switching. I be seeing that shit. I be looking at my own profile. Disgusted.
Yeah.
I'm going to change that.
Disgusted is unfortunate.
Yeah, crazy.
Actually, Mike said he had something he wanted to discuss with us today.
Is Instagram name that important, bro? I think it is important now, bro. Like, I've been thinking about all the guests that we have on.
I've been
like,
trying to tell y'all niggas this shit for
guests,
dumb long. Y'all
the guests
got
that we have on
Instagram
names,
bro.
My name is Strange.
You're Michael.Porter. Like, what the fuck? What the fuck? No.
The second.
No, that's not cool.
Nigga, your name is Yeah Mike. We make
yeah,
fun
Mike.
Of your name.
Yeah,
constantly.
Mike.
Yeah, Mike.
Yeah, Mike.
Nah,
shit's not hard.
I've heard you say it out of context. Like on some hard shit. I heard you say, why are you capping it right now? You've definitely been
on some sarcastic shit, right?
It was hard though.
Oh.
Nobody's ever said yours out of sarcasm.
What's my name?
Michael.
I'm glad nobody is saying my name out of sarcasm. That's the whole point. That's what I'm saying. Like,
that means it's
not catchy. Out of all the guests that I remember, their name is in their Instagram. You see what I'm saying? Like a lot of the guests I remember them by their Instagram. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So if your name is in your Instagram, I remember you better.
Yeah, we don't want Mr. Walk You Down.
I don't know who that is, bro.
It's giving spam.
Yeah, I don't know who that is, bro. I don't need your money.
Y'all got spams?
Nah, I'm a grown man.
I
had one.
I'm an adult.
What was your name?
Fuck.
Mine was mine was the Mandler, I think. This was like in high school, though.
This nigga's a freak.
Oh, no, mine was Mike is Fake. Mike is Fake 11, some shit. Like, yeah. It was just dumb shit. It was just like fucked up shit.
Oh, mine was like Life as a Spoiled Child. Life as a Spoiled Child.
Life as a Spoiled
y'all,
Child.
Y'all like enjoy
don't
having
go follow
a spam.
That, y'all.
I never understood the point of that shit.
It's just you can just post shit.
It's stuff that I don't post like on my main because I don't know my audience on my main.
Is it like
for close friends though? That's what a close friends
I mean.
For.
This is pretty close friends.
Yeah, baby.
I
true.
Could post. I could post like on regular Instagram. Like there's a whole nother page.
Yeah,
I don't know. I don't get the inkling to.
And then my bio it say daughter of a bald head man.
Yes.
Oh my god.
I don't get the inkling to post like that for real.
So like
it's
to have
like a social.
Separate,
excuse me.
You're not like social media.
I have
social
media. I have like 10 posts on my page.
You smiled when you said
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I did. I have like 10 posts on my shit.
Are they all like? Are 7 of them from like Got 15 collabs?
Gotcha. Maybe like 6 of them are from Got 15 collab reels, but okay. It's make my page look a little healthy here.
I mean, sure.
Big
eye, sure.
That's how you feel, Chan?
I mean, you know, we still waiting on you to grow the page. You know what I'm saying? Mm. No.
I be trying, bro. Like, my shit, there's hella bots on my shit, bro. Like, should be like, yeah, you know, I wake up, I'll be, oh, I got 2 new followers today, bro.
I do.
Bot ass accounts be hurt, bro.
Yeah.
Like, damn, oh, I got 2 likes.
Fake. Go to the profiles.
Some nigga in India with one follower.
Follow with nine. Like, what the fuck we doing?
Zero posts.
But yeah. So I got to agree or disagree with us. You know, we've been rocking these out, bro. They're good. So how
they
we
keep
doing?
Us afloat.
Yeah, they're keeping us afloat, right? So what we do? We just saying agree or disagree. I'm gonna give us a quote, and then we're gonna talk about it, type shit. All right. So the quote is: love starts with friendship. That's the quote. Do we agree or do we disagree?
Depends.
I'm gonna definitely have to agree.
I agree.
You can't have no real love without having a friendship with that person, because that's what you want to keep you around to even see if there is love. Like,
disagree.
If we're not compatible,
she said, "Yeah, shut up."
why do you disagree then?
Because I feel like if that friend get comfortable as your friend and you see like their true colors, you're not gonna want that in a relationship.
Mm-hmm. Their true colors, what's
like
that mean?
As like if they get too comfortable, like, oh yeah, I'm finna go with this girl, or you know, just doing stuff that you wouldn't want to see in a relationship.
Sure. I mean, yeah, I wouldn't, if I'm trying to pursue somebody, like even if I know, all right, we friends, but like I like this person, I'm not finna be like, yeah, bro, I'm finna go slide on this shawty right here, her ass fat. Like, why would I?
Yeah, that's not P.
Yeah, that's not P.
So that means you disagree then,
right?
Because you're saying love can't start with that.
I wouldn't say that.
Like, what do you mean?
Like, so what are you saying?
You said you, but
let's say okay, there's a girl I'm trying to, you know what I'm saying, kick it, right?
Right.
We're going on little dates and shit like that. We're building a friendship.
That's not a friendship. You're going out.
What is
a
talking? What is a friendship, Mike? Tell me that.
You're friends. What do you mean?
Explain what that is. You can't describe
you're not going on one-on-one dates. I tell you that in a friendship.
Very true.
You're not going on one-on-one dates.
True. I disagree. True. With that.
What do you mean?
With friends?
A friend, nigga?
So would you say your girl's not your friend? Like, oh, this is my friend.
Huh? Are you not friends with your girl? That's your friend?
Yeah, but that's not the question.
Yeah,
it is the question.
No, it said love starts with a friendship.
Where have I said anything outside of that?
You said going on dates.
You
that's not
your
friendship.
Friend on one-on-one dates.
That's true.
Bro, if I'm talking to a girl, right? Yes. We're friends. I want to start getting to know this girl. I want to start dating this girl. What are you going to do?
That's what I'm trying to say.
But you're going with
that's not friendly.
You're not
going
to label that as a friendship.
If you're pursuing her already.
So y'all never had a friend turn into a relationship.
But yeah, that's what we're saying. It's a friend first. I haven't, but I've seen it. I've been close, but like a real friend though, like it. But that's what I'm saying. Yeah. It starts off as a friendship. If you're starting off on dates, it's not a friendship. You're starting a relationship.
Yeah,
you can be friends in a relationship, but it's not a friendship.
Yeah, because like actual friendship, like that's your friend.
That's
your friend. Like, you wouldn't even think about that if it's a real friendship.
It has to be platonic. Like, no intent to fuck type shit.
No.
I mean,
why are we here lying?
We're not lying.
This is not a lie.
Who's lying about what?
Lying. Why are you lying?
Agree or disagree?
Like, do you have to expose shit here? Like,
what are we lying?
Lying?
Like, we're talking about legitimate friendships that are just like friends. Like, that's my dog. She's a woman.
I give you permission to expose. What am I lying about?
So you're saying that there's no friends that you have had in your life where you would take it to the next level with this person, said the opportunity come?
Yes.
I have him on dates?
But exactly.
If the opportunity arose, because you don't have the opportunity.
Okay, but that's where now that's a love that starts off as friendship. Because they were my friend, and then we fell in love.
What am I saying wrong? I don't understand.
You're saying we going out on dates as friends.
So that scenario that you just said 2 seconds ago, where y'all were friends, then y'all fell in love and became in a relationship.
Yeah.
Is that not what I said originally?
No. You said, okay, I see this girl, I want to pursue her, we're going out on dates. That's not a friend.
I'm thinking of a scenario where, let's say we're all in a group setting, right?
Okay.
There's five girls, five guys. We go out plenty of times together. Yes. We're all a friend group.
Yes.
Like,
that's a friend group.
I think this girl out this friend group, I like. I'm going to start trying to pursue this girl. I think that those are the best relationships. You said, does love start as a friendship?
Yes.
In my opinion, yes. Yes. I'm not fucking understanding where y'all are confused.
In that case, yes, that's love starting off as friendship. You said, we're all friends. We go out multiple times. And then you're like, okay, we want to do more. Yeah, that started off as a friendship.
That's when y'all had that conversation. But it just, oh, this my friend. I'm finna, let's go out to you. Let's go here. I want to take you here.
Right. And y'all are just friends? You've gone out with just a friend.
You're not finna go buy your friend some flowers.
It's not some shit you do.
Not finna do that.
Nigga Mike ain't never taken you nowhere. Mike said,
okay. Okay, I guess I'm just Mr.
That's what friendship is about.
I know for sure I've been.
She can't be nothing but your cousin at that point.
And been to like a regular place and that been it. I don't know.
One on one. And you called it a date.
One on one.
And it was a date.
No.
Exactly, because you were friends.
What age was this?
Grown man, 13? Like, you know, yeah. 21, 20, gotta be 21, grown man 22, shit, nah. Like,
yeah, I don't know.
Y'all niggas weird, bro.
How is that weird?
like, I guess, but so do you agree or disagree with the quote?
I've agreed since the beginning of the conversation, and y'all niggas have tried to talk me out of this.
We're not talking
at every at every point, bro.
I'm trying to. I don't think you understand what a friend is.
I said what is a friendship? A friend. Okay.
No, I said you don't go on dates.
Thank you for the fucking insight, Mr. Howard.
Okay, then what's a friend to you, since you were Mr. Dictionary? Okay,
so you're gonna then throw that question back on me.
Yes.
I mean, we want to know.
8 minutes later. Yeah, I
don't know. What is a friend, Mike?
I don't know. You don't know.
You got a friend in me.
This nigga might want to slap somebody.
Bro, because y'all niggas are literally acting special needs right now.
I guess.
And I feel like I'm being trolled.
Now
like,
educate us.
For the pod.
Educate
me. What is a friend?
What is a friend, bro?
We want to know, Mr. Graduate.
I just feel like a friend is somebody that you can count on, you can rely on, who's there for you, and you're there for them.
Okay. Can I ask a second question? What is a friendship?
I guess a friendship will just be the relationship between two friends.
Mm.
See, that's how you sounds fucking answer a fucking question.
So
now it's my turn.
You got it?
Now it's my turn.
You got it?
Now that I have described we're up a now. Friend, now that I have described
don't
a friend,
don't be nobody else.
Is there not room to have that and then fall in love? Would you not prefer to know somebody before you fall in love with them?
Yeah, but sure. Yeah, listen.
Answer the question.
Yes.
So, therefore, in any of my scenarios where you can be just casually talking to somebody, casually, you know, hanging out, and then to date them.
So you're agreeing with the quote. That's all I'm trying to say. Or you're disagreeing with the quote. That's
what is going on?
You're disagreeing. That's what I meant to say. That's what I meant to say.
The dates, though. The dates. You should just never added the dates.
I think I misunderstood that you started off with the date. Like, we're thinking one-on-one, y'all starting off the friendship.
Straight dates.
If you're that's starting, if you meet this girl and want to pursue her within the first fucking week,
men,
you're not friends.
I know a lot of men who go on dates with women, who then become in relationships with women that they are not friends with. They don't like them. They will love these women sometimes and not be friends with them and not like them.
And be in a relationship.
What the?
So that's agreeing with their quote, because love doesn't start with friendship. You go to love before the friendship.
There are some niggas like that. I'm saying from my perspective, them niggas are fucked. Like that relationship is fucked.
So that's wrong. So
yes,
you disagree.
So that's not real love. That they're not really like, so you, fucking with each other. They're not friends. They're not in a relationship for real.
So, but how can you not? They're still in a relationship. They can love each other. So you're telling me every loving relationship started as a friendship?
Name me one who hasn't.
I mean, I don't know specifically. I don't know exactly how everybody met, but I know there's people who, when you first meet them, all right, now next time we're meeting, we're on a date. That didn't start as a friendship.
No.
You can get to know each other, yeah, but you're not, there was no friendship there.
The first week a nigga asked me and said, do you want to come to the NBA game?
Shane, did yours?
That's a date, yeah.
I've never done that, so.
I did not.
I'm about to say.
Niggas say, you ever been to an NBA game? I said, mm-mm. He said, what you doing next Friday?
I guess we're going to the NBA game.
Like Chan's example. Chan was on a mission day
one. I didn't like him.
I was present.
Nigga. Don't post it.
You ain't taking no friends on dates. Ain't taking no friends on no dates.
No friends are going on dates.
Yeah, no.
Until you're dating. Until you're trying to actually. Because you can't go back.
But if that's your friend and you already know what she's doing before, like, all that, you think that's going to change?
What
is she out here just a bop or something. Oh, then, or just
that's the moment I'm about to that wasn't an optional.
Or just like, has she been going through other relationships and stuff, and then now you trying to make a friendship?
I've never been a fan of Captain Save a Ho.
Yeah, that's not me, brother. I'll roll right past it. Damn, look at that shit sinking over there. Roll right past that motherfucker. I'm not.
They got nothing to do with me.
Yeah, nothing to do with me.
No,
Sirski. No. But with that being said, man, I feel like y'all just got to make sure that y'all are being friends with y'all's women before y'all start dating, man. Get to know these people, bro. Get to know them, man. And then see if there's something else that could be built. That's how real love is started. So therefore, I agree that love starts with a friendship. A lot of them folks out here in fake love, man. Well, y'all know what Drake was talking about, man. Mm. Fake love, bro. Fake love. That's what y'all niggas talking about.
No,
y'all
describe it.
With that being said, it's been a God 15 podcast, and we out, man.
Get to the money and slide. Get to the money and slide.
Appreciate y'all popping out to the podcast, man. Make sure y'all leave a like. Go ahead and comment something. And hit that subscribe button if you haven't already, so you don't miss any of our videos.
And make sure you subscribe to our Patreon for exclusive behind the scenes videos posted weekly. Follow us on Instagram, Twitter, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, TikTok, and I already know we're on YouTube, man. Go check us out everywhere.
Show. Brr.